Welcome back to Cardinals Corner here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The ticket online at WTK.com. Once again, we remind you for all your academic information, CUAA.edu. That's CUAA.edu. For your athletic information, ConcordiaCardinals.com. You can download the Concordia Cardinals Athletics app for your iPhone or Android. And there's this show, Cardinals Corner, right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The ticket. Thanks a lot to Lonnie Priest. He's got a lot to do today. He is the athletic director of a playoff-bound football team. We now talk to the head coach of that playoff-bound football team, Coach Josh Schumacher. Coach, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
And I got to tell you, you've been a head coach for one season. You've been in the playoffs one time, and when you're batting 1,000, you're set some pretty high expectations.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been reflecting on it a little bit with my wife, but not too long because there's lots of work to do. But it's I'm like, this is really high bar that we're setting here, but we're excited to just embrace the opportunity we have with this team. And obviously every year it's different, but it's been a fantastic season. We're hoping to keep it going.
So 9-1 to get to this point. Just take us through from the start of the year to now. You, Josh Schumacher, the head coach, what do you know now about being a head coach? And what maybe is something that you learned that you didn't know from game one through now game 10?
I think that, you know, there's certain convictions I had about football and philosophy and those things. You know, I think for me, you know, going ahead and just let the be vulnerable to the guys and just showing emotion and being yourself. And I think the guys can rally behind that. And I think the same is true for our team leaders, that when they just put the more skin you put in the game, the better the people around you responded, the more enjoyment you can have while doing it. So I think I've just learned to just have a lot of confidence in our guys and believe in the coaching staff that we have, because we've got a really, really good coaching staff that works really well together, and we've got talented football players that are confident and can get things done.
And they got something done. They got to the playoffs for the first time in conference or in school history. And from, I know the goal is to get to the playoffs, the goal is to win every game, et cetera. From your perspective as the head coach, realistic expectations, was it to be in this spot where you're 9-1, you're 14th in the country, you're heading on the road to play a playoff game?
You know, we, in looking at it, I would say, you know, we believed, you know, I talked to the guys in February last year. It's like, hey, we knew fall break was going to be the week we're playing Marion. It's like, hey, we're going to have extra time to prepare for these guys. And we knew that going to try to go beyond, that it was going to go through St. Francis and Marion. And we were able to, you know, knock off Marion and give an opportunity to do it. So it was always the plan to do it. That's been our plan every year, to compete for conference championships and go to the playoffs. So I would say for that, I think it's just more like, hey, we did it. That was just more the the belief was there, the work ethic was there, but then everything clicked. And so just getting to experience that click is just been the special part.
So how do you convince a group of 18 to 22 or 23-year-olds that have gone, especially the older guys that have gone through the building process with you and the rest of the coaches through this whole thing the last few years, how do you convince them that while they accomplish this major goal, they actually, in a way, they haven't done anything yet, because you want the focus that it's just getting started all over again with the playoffs?
You know, I think not winning a conference championship, getting to the playoffs and being an at-large bid, and, being a kind of a new team into the playoffs for the first time, you know, I don't think there's a I think the people that know us respect us and do that from, you know, but from a national thing in terms of ranking different things, there's not they haven't seen us as much and so don't know much about us. So I think there's still the underdog mentality from our guys. In fact, I know it's there, and they're like, our guys are saying yesterday, you know, we're excited to be here, but this isn't it. Like, we want to win this game and keep competing. And I think yesterday at practice, you know, it's like, you know what, today really didn't seem that much different than the other day, or last week, or the week before. It's like, we're out here and you're getting better. And we talk about that it's a race. Who can become the best team? And it's a race to become that best team. Who can become the best team the fastest? You know, how productive are we with our time and doing those things? And so I think that race mentality actually works out, and it's starting to catch on for us. And we've been saying that from week one. And then the national championship is played in Daytona, so we're hoping that we can just have a fast car that we can take to Daytona.
And that is, this is the road to Daytona now, and you can read more at ConcordiaCardinals.com and the NAIA website as well to get you up to the speed on everybody else as far as who's in the playoffs. And now that the top 16 all are all in and heading off to the postseason, obviously St. Francis represents the conference as the number one team and the defending national champions. You guys are in there as well. Does playing them the way you play them, I know you didn't get the win, but the way you guys played them tough for the vast majority of that game, does playing them on the road tough the way you guys did, the way you were able to beat Marion, are those kind of experiences things that your guys can rely on as you go? And in this case, you're playing obviously a team that, outside of what you pick up on this week, a team that you're pretty unfamiliar with.
100%. Reinhardt has three losses in the last 3 years, and two of them are to St. Francis. And, you know, knowing that the national championship has kind of gone through our conference the last few years, and playing those teams tough is certainly a confidence builder. I believe that we're battle-tested. You know, Reinhardt's coming in, having blown out pretty much everyone they played. And so there's certainly you know, different angles. You know, they are really, really good, and they've blown out teams for a reason. Ours have been a little bit closer, but I think within that process, though, we've learned how to compete through thick and thin and ups and downs. And, you know, that testing of everything only, you know, to our belief has made us stronger.
Talking to Josh Schumacher, head football coach, Concordia, here on Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050, WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. So I talked to Lonnie about this, but I want to get it from your perspective. Take us through the announcement. So he says you get the guys together, you got some pizzas and all that kind of stuff, and it's like flashes on the screen real quick, and then you know who you're playing. And I was a little bit upset that you guys were actually playing the two team. You should be playing the three team, but Lonnie explained to me, and we figured out why that actually makes sense the way that it is. So I'm over that gripe. I like to gripe about brackets and tournaments pretty much every March anyway, so this makes no difference to gripe in November or gripe in March about how schedules come together, but I understand how it works. So now you guys find out you're going to Georgia, you're going to the Atlanta area. Take us through first the excitement of finding out that you're in. Yeah, I know you're in, but it's almost like you win a, you know, winning a baseball game and you're up 9-0 in the third inning and you coast to the 9-0 victory. At the end, you still won the championship, so you're still celebrating. So take us through the part of just finding out who and when you're playing that you were in officially, and then kind of the mad scramble and change in your head out quickly to we need to learn about Reinhardt right now.
Yeah, it was hard to sleep Saturday night, I think, from the adrenaline from the Santa Heights game, and then just wondering who we're going to play. Like, I had a hard time sleeping. I was just juiced up, ready to go, and definitely was getting tension headaches and feeling it in my shoulders. And normally I don't get that way at all. And then when we finally found out, it was kind of like, okay, that kind of left me. But then it was all of a sudden, it was like, you know, computer out, trading film. And then that night immediately, you know, getting a good sense of the team. And fortunately, I had listened to their former head coach talk at the AFCA clinic last year, and, you know, it's a fairly young program. I already knew quite a bit about them because I heard him talk for over an hour about their program, how they built it up, and kind of what they do offensively and defensively. And so it felt pretty familiar with, oh, you know, it wasn't like I didn't know anything about them. So it was certainly a sense of relief in terms of, like, rather than like, who are these guys? Where are they? I don't know anything about them. So, you know, in terms of that, I'm pretty excited to go and play them. I think that, you know, they average almost 400 yards rushing per game. And in terms of that, you know, I think that our guys have done a great job defending the run, you know, this season, and they're certainly ranked pretty high up for that. And so I think it's going to be a great battle. And so, you know, once you see that, you're going through. It was an awesome experience, too, with the guys, and just have that moment together to find out who you're playing. And I guess, you know, in the NAI, you find that out every week. You don't know who you're playing the next week. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. But we're 100% focused on this game and these guys. The nice thing is, you know, we travel quite a bit. We go to St. Louis. So our guys are familiar with that. We started the year with, what, 5 of our first 7 games on the road, and then kind of finished with more at home. So it's nothing new for us to have to travel far. And I think it's supposed to be 60 degrees, so I don't think our guys will mind that at all.
It's going to be an exciting time on Saturday. The game is at 12:30 down at Reinhardt University, which is just outside Georgia. Door-to-door, Concordia to Reinhardt is 672 miles. If I'm driving, it's probably a hair under 10 hours. On a bus, it's probably a little bit more than that. Before we get to that part of it, because I do have questions about the trip down there, et cetera, and some plans on that. When you look at the film on Reinhardt, do you try to, as you watch some of the stuff that they do, do you try to give them some comparisons to the other teams that you've played? Because this is, as Lonnie and I were talking about, it's maybe in basketball tournaments, coaches are used to this, where on a Sunday you find out who you're playing on Saturday. But in football, I mean, you know who you're playing weeks and weeks and weeks out. You may not be game planning, you know, focusing on a team 3 or 4 weeks down the road, but you know who you're playing. So they're probably, they are still in the back of your mind. In this case, you've literally found out on a Sunday who you're playing on a Saturday. It's such a unique thing that it just seems to be that maybe you would find on the film like as many similarities as you can with teams that you've already played this year.
Yeah, I got to admit, though, defensively we've seen similar stuff from Reinhardt, but then offensively we haven't seen anything like them. They are a wing tee, fly or jet sweep, speed sweep, whatever you want to call it, belly offense, and you know, they got wider splits and they go no huddle. So if you imagine an Auburn type of offense, but under center for the most part, running lots of sweeps, some misdirections, and you know, they go by the motto, sweep till you weep, and they run, that's what they do. And so they're one of the best, highest scoring offenses in the country, and it is some old school football. And so in terms of seeing that style offense, we have not. Have we seen really aggressive, physical blocking teams and some of the best teams and offensive lines in the country? I certainly think we've seen that. So I think there's things we carry over, and offensively and defensively, you know, we try to build our schemes around equipping our guys with tools. And so we talk about guys having, you know, coming from high school into college and in recruiting, we talk about, you know, in high school maybe you played 1, 2, 3 techniques on defense or something, if that. And at college we're trying to teach you 5 different things. You know, and as you learn 1 or 2, maybe you can be in a package or so, and as you start to gain more, then you can be on base. And so I think our guys have the tools and the techniques built in that we've been learning, and we try to be multiple in what we do so that they can adjust to different situations. So I think that we're going to do it. But the putting it all together, their offense will be extremely different than what we've seen before.
I'm now like picturing some sort of a Frankenstein combination of Auburn and Air Force and a few other probably programs that are out there based on your descriptions. It makes it fun for coaches. It's the interesting chess matches that you have to get used to. But as they say, no matter what plays and formations teams are running, if you know your keys and you play your keys, you usually do a pretty good job. And I'm assuming that's a big part of the message. Do your job, and everything else will kind of take care of itself.
Absolutely. We, you know, it's all about the execution and doing that. And then as coaches, you know, just put them in the right spot so that their keys are correct and there's not a bunch of false tendencies within what we're giving them. And so I tell you what, I haven't been surrounded by these kind of coaches until this year in terms of like in the progress and where we're at as a coaching staff. Obviously we're around a lot of them last year, but the growth that our coaches have had, and myself included, in terms of, you know, the ability to break down film and dissect information quickly and to process it, and then us be on the same page. You know, football has its own lingo, and so everyone kind of understanding what those things are. It's just it was really impressive to see, you know, the behind the scenes and how quickly our guys were able to jump on it, how eager they were to break it down and get familiar with it real quick so that we can start creating those keys and game plan.
Final couple minutes with Coach Josh Schumacher here on Cardinals Corner, Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. So as I mentioned, door to door, 672 miles, 10 plus hours on a bus. So what do you do on a bus for 10 plus hours?
That's a good question. I usually try to reach out to recruits, talk to my family, and then I watch more film and review the game plan, and I try to have it so ingrained in myself that I come up with a call sheet each week. But I've always been impressed with like Paul Johnson at Georgia Tech, who doesn't have a call sheet. He just knows it so well in and out. I kind of believe that if I can't know everything that we're doing, then we haven't run it enough for our guys to be successful at it. So that's kind of the quick test for me on defense of knowing whether our guys can do it. But I just kind of – plus then we try to enjoy it with coaches. You know, we certainly get to talk, and our guys will watch movies and do different things, and then we'll have different times we're locked in. There's been games we've been on the road this week where we get out the scouting report and I get on the microphone in the front. We go through and guys are calling out checks and doing different things like that. So between stopping and getting your walkthrough in, and then our guys rallying by, you know, I think we went to St. Louis last year. We watched all three Mighty Ducks in a row, and, you know, so they're going quack, quack, and just they're enjoying it. And we try to keep our guys more on the edge of having fun than just being too stiff. And so it's a game. They're in college, and they're certainly not professionals. We want to teach them how to be professional and do those things, but we also want to have fun and enjoy the time that we have together. So,
well, Coach Hsu, good luck. Enjoy the travels. Safe travels. Good luck in the game against Reinhardt, and hopefully next week on WTK here in Ann Arbor, we are talking about another playoff game for Concordia to add to what is already a historic season for the Cardinal football program. Good luck for looking for win number 10, and we will catch up with you guys very soon.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Thanks to Coach Josh Schumacher for joining us here on the show. We're going to talk soccer and a little lacrosse on the other side of the break as we will continue the show on the other side here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.